Good morning and welcome to PHPPB Weekly. Today is Saturday, July 11th, 2009. This is episode number 113. I am your host, Zombie1, and Douglas is out today because I don't know what actually that he is doing, but he asked me at the last minute yesterday to take over for him, so I am feeling like a bit of a zombie. Actually, this is Highway of Life, also known as Highway of Life. And I do have a special guest with me today, Michael Williams.
I was going to see what you did. I'm the Eichel or Michael Williams, yes.
Also known as Zombie 2, because he's just as tired as I am, and probably much more sore.
Yes, my neck kind of hurts, but that's besides the point.
Why? What were you doing?
Wakeboarding.
Wakeboarding.
And tubing, so yeah. Not a good idea.
Andrew had a crash.
Yeah, you could say that.
Where were you wakeboarding?
Twin Lakes.
Twin Lakes, nice. I've never been there. Which really sucks.
I didn't think so.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so, well, to call in to PHP Weekly, this is a live participation podcast where you get to join us.
Top down.
Where you get to join us. Live, we're trying to convince Jeff Top Down to join us, Zombie Number 3, but it's not working so far. You can call in at 724-444-7444, and the call ID is 12418. You can also join us in the chat room at talkshoe.com. You can also go to phpweekly.net to stream live from our website, or you can see the instructions for joining us on the podcast. Since we usually have a pretty active chat on our podcast, so it's if you have not had an opportunity to join us live, it is a good opportunity. You know, it's nice to do that. We do have actually, I'm not watching our IRC channel, but we're on Star Trek Guide, the IRC channel on freenode.net. If you'd like to chat with us and you can't log in to talk to you, the web client, some people are having trouble doing that, so just a small note. So, what's on the plate today, Will? Not much, really, because this was such short notice, and I am so tired, I haven't been able to really get my brain together, so it might be a short show for a change, which is going to be a real record for me.
You think we could get it under an hour?
Yes, I do. It's a question of whether I think we can get it under 30 minutes.
Oh.
I don't know. That might not happen once we get going. And we might wake up. And no, we don't drink coffee, so...
Well, I do. I just don't have one.
Well, I don't. So I'm just tired. Okay, so, well, Douglas wanted me to mention a few things about OSConvasion, which is coming up in a little less than 2 weeks now. So if you are planning on going to OSCON 2009 in San Jose, it is a good opportunity to meet a few of the PHPBB user base who will be there, and they'll also have a Birds of the Feather section. There's a webpage for OSConvasion if you'd like more information. That's phpbbweekly.net/OSConvasion, and the Douglas and a few other PHPBB team members are trying to get together some funds to rent audio visual equipment for OSConvasion. I guess it's for the I don't know if it's for the Birds of the Feather thing or for something else that they're doing, but they want to be able to do presentations and stuff like that, but it's going to cost a little to do that, and they would like to raise funds to cover the cost of that equipment for OSConvasion, so they can have internet access and a big screen to show PowerPoints and do live demos, and also be able to record the stream event onto PHPBB Weekly, I should say. So that should be pretty cool. I think I'd like to be able to help them stream. Well, I can't help them stream that, but at least I can be halfway participating in the show. I think that would be nice. But so anyway, they need to raise about $400 this week to achieve that goal. And if you'd like to help them reach that goal, you can donate to them through PayPal at phpbbweekly.net. Or you can send Douglas a private message. It's actually a webmaster87 on the forums. And you can give him a pledge that you'll pay at the event or whatever. And donations of 30 or more will receive a free limited edition Oscar Invasion t-shirt. That'd be pretty cool as a thank you gift. And if you are an advertiser or want to sponsor, you a $100 donation or more gets your logo displayed at Oscar Invasion on the Oscar Invasion web pages and on the Oscar Invasion t-shirt and whatever other swag they're going to make available. A $150 donation or more gets you free advertising on PHBBB Weekly and full PHBBB Weekly website from now through August 22nd. So you could go to phbbweekly.net/OscarInvasion for more details on that if you'd like to help them do that, especially if you're not able to join. That would be very beneficial for them.
Are you going to that, David?
I sure wish I was, but I've got a bit of a crunch between now and the 21st of getting the system online, and if we have a company sign up about that time, it will definitely be crunch time to make sure that everything is running smoothly. So I'm kind of anticipating a bit of a flood there about that time, so unfortunately that's kind of bad timing for me. I would love to have gone. I think OSCON is a very cool event that I'd like to go to sometime. Francis doesn't seem quite as interested in the OSCON as much as he does actually going to the PHBB meetup, and he's like, I don't really want to drive 20 hours to just go meet up for a few hours. No, you go to the OSCON vision, or the OSCON conference itself is much longer. Are you going?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
College is coming up, so that's expensive.
Yes, it is. I know Douglas has, he told me his expenses and I about fainted. So, glad I learned to program on my own. But it's a little bit tougher road to learn to program on your own, but it is a heck of a lot cheaper. That's for sure. So, have you been keeping up with the commit logs on 3.0.6 dev?
Surprisingly, yes.
Not bad.
I have. And, well, nothing. Never mind.
And Jeff said he did, too. Tell you what, but that's been some activity since they brought the junior developers in.
Yeah, they really slowed down for the 4th of July weekend, but there's been a commit ever since, every day.
Yeah, there really was. So there's been 64 bug fixes. There's been, 19 changes. And
12 features, I think. Is that right?
Only 12? 13. 13 features, I think. Yeah, 13 features. So, but what's amazing, what's really amazing, is if you keep in mind that when 3.0.5 was released at the end of May, May 31st, it has been precisely 42 or 43 days since 3.0.5 was released. So it's only been almost a month and a half. The time that they posted the blog post on the changes coming in 3.0.6 was the first week in June. And at that time, at the end of the blog post, they said this. They said, PHBBB 3.0.6 will, of course, see many bug fixes. We will try to release the first RC as soon as possible, predicting for the RC release as currently 2 to 3 months. And that was from the time of this blog post, which was June 10th. It's been precisely 1 month and 1 day since that time. And
precision.
The reason that I'm bringing this up is because if you read the blog post, you have a lot of new features, a lot of really big things, not just little tiny new features that people barely notice, but things like brand new CAPTCHA plugins from ReCAPTCHA to all the different things that they have, the new Atom feeds, which I can't wait to tell Jeffro about. We've had Jeffro on the show before, and that was one of, I think that was his biggest main problem with
PHP. Didn't he say that's why he didn't use PHPBB?
Yes, it is. That was the reason why he didn't, so he no longer has an excuse, so I want to get him back on the show and say, hey, 3.0.6 has Atom feeds, but actually now I got to wait till 3.0.6 is actually released, because you can't do anything with it right now.
Well, you could, but it's a little unstable.
yeah, it is. I'd like to be writing SVN right now.
I was kind of thinking about that, but we'll see.
Yeah.
If you see STG down, that's probably why.
It's because we just couldn't resist. No, we really need to wait until 3.0.6. Actually, Top Down Jeff and Michael Williams, they were heading up the effort to upgrade our forums to 3.0.5 from 3.0.1 dev.
Never do that again, guys.
3.0.1 dev. Now, 3.0.1 might in itself be fine, but it was dash dev. So it had some database changes and small things like that made it a little challenging, I would say.
It was a good project.
Yes, it was. Give them a good exercise, you know. Sometimes they get a little...
I like how we say, you know, keep your software upgraded, and we don't.
That's because we knew how difficult it was going to be with it being on the dev and all the changes that we had made to it and stuff like that.
I'll blame that on you and Francis, though.
Thank God for SVN. And how long was the forum actually down when we did our upgrade?
10 minutes? 15 minutes?
Was it down that long?
Maybe not even that long.
I think it was less than 5 minutes. Downtime less than 5 minutes. That's really good. Nobody noticed, really. Except for the fact that we put everybody on the Pro Silver style until we could get all the other styles updated. It's going to be so nice if we actually run only one style. One or two. Jeff Top Down, he said, it was fun. It was very little. Yeah, so, okay. So, you have the CAPTCHA plugins, the Atom RSS feeds, the cache ACM plugins, exempt group leader permissions for groups, group management changes for post queue, PM reply and reply to all, pagination for smileys and icons, quick reply, and the ability to search logs. So let's see. Out of that, everything has been done except. Now correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, because. You've been watching it, and I've been watching it, but sometimes we might miss something. Has searching logs been...
I don't think so, because I've been kind of looking forward to see how they were going to do that, but I haven't seen anything come through, so...
Yeah, that one's does not appear through. So that one's not quite done yet. Pagination for smileys and icons.
Something that I did see come through that wasn't on the blog is looks like they might be trying to backport that request class. I don't know. You remember talking about that at all?
I don't think they're going to backport the request class because it's a static class, at least the way they have it right now, which is not possible in PHP 4. But I did see... I think you're talking about Nils's branch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying...
He has it in there, but... It might just be for that, so...
I think he's trying some different ideas in that branch. They kind of look interesting. I'm really curious to see what comes out of that. Now, if everybody remembers, Nils Naderman, is what he's known as, is the one who actually created the request class for 3.2. And it's really cool. It overrides the get, post, and request superglobals. Which is awesome, because that should decrease the number of SQL injections in third-party code.
And PHP 6 got rid of globals altogether.
That's super globals, though.
I mean, not super globals. What's it called? I can't think.
I'm not sure what it is. I haven't kept... much up on the PHP 6 developments. Of course, we had PHP 5.3, which was released, which just continues to illustrate why people need to abandon PHP 4 with haste. I think it would be really nice if they future 3.0.x releases just did not support PHP 4 at all.
PHP 6 got rid of registered globals.
Right. I think 5.3. No, wait. No, you're right. I think 6 gets rid of
6.0
that.
Dev.
Yeah.
It's the first version.
There is a topic on phpbb.com by AcidBurn in the phpbb discussion forum called Survey Your Installed PHP Version. And he said this in his first post. Hi, community. In a non-representative poll, I want to gather which PHP versions are most widespread amongst our community members. This data may help us for later decisions regarding supported PHP versions. You are able to see your PHP version within your admin panel and go to PHP information. So here are the results from that. Well, here are the options from that poll. There are six options. PHP 4, any version. PHP 5.0.x, PHP 5.1.x, PHP 5.2.x, PHP 5.3.x, or other PHP version, and please specify. So the results from the poll, the top one is PHP 5.2.x with 70% out of 171 votes. 70%, that's a huge chunk.
Yeah, that is.
The second largest usage is PHP 5.3, which was just released. It was just released, what, a couple weeks ago, week and a half ago, or whatever. And that's got 13% out of 171 votes, so another big chunk.
It's good to see that PHP 4 is going down.
Yeah, definitely. That one had 9% out of 171 votes.
More mods are even requiring PHP 5.
Oh, yeah. I won't make a mod now that uses PHP 4.
I don't either.
And I think a lot of mod authors are moving that way, or sort of like, you know, PHPBB can run on an older version, but we're not going to continue supporting that. There's really no excuse for anybody to be running on PHP 4 anymore. It's over 5 years old. 5 years out of date. That's pretty bad. Hey, talk down, Jeff said in the chat, PHP 4 must die.
It will someday.
So the number four most used PHP version is 5.1.x at 5%, and then PHP 5.0.x at 2%, and finally other PHP version is 1% of the 171 votes. So really pleased with that, and even though that poll started before 5.3 was released, it was started June 8th. So a little over a month ago, or 2 days before they actually posted the blog post about 3.0.6. So and at that rate, even 5.3 gained 13% of the vote. I thought that was fantastic. Unless we just really have a large development community. but no, I don't think so.
Oh. Really?
Oh, wait. I don't know. So, at 97 fixes, changes, and features completed in the 42 days, that's pretty amazing. So, they only have, as far as I can tell, the pagination for smileys and icons is not quite finished. I think the reply to all, you know what's amazing? The reply to all actually exists.
It's just really confusing.
Well, the I don't know. They're not actually showing that changelog in 3.0.6, but I have seen it on phpbb.com, the reply to all. But that may be, I mean, it's like, okay, it exists, but I can't find it in the changelog. I'm not sure why. Am I just missing it. Is it that that change by... No, it can't be that change by Nick. The PM history only shows PMs of the recipients you currently reply to. Can't be that one, because it's a new feature. But I don't see it anywhere in the new features.
So, it must still be in the works.
Yeah. So out of the 13 new features, let's see, they have the add language selection on the registration terms page. So you can, you know, if somebody from another language is going there, they, like when I go to a board that's in another language and I need to register, and I know they have English, I have to try and figure out which of the two buttons is the right button to push, because it's not in my language. Fortunately, I know which side it's actually on, so I don't have to actually know what it says. But so anyway, they're moving the language selection there instead of the registration page. Backported 3.2 CAPTCHA plugins, which we've discussed on the last show, to help quell the spam. But CAPTCHA needs to die.
Yes, I actually like that caption plugin based system like they have.
Absolutely.
It's really nice.
Yeah, whatever can make it...
I wish they did that for everything.
Yeah. Whatever
we'll
can
get into that later.
Whatever can make it easier for boards to be unique and more difficult for spammers to register, I'm all for that. So that definitely makes it easier. Introduce new ACM plugins. We've also discussed that. The Null Memcache APC, Xcache, and eAccelerator memory plugins. Atom feeds are in there. They're actually in the repository now.
I think they're working pretty well.
Yeah, I have not had an opportunity to test it, but I've heard some good things about it from the people who have. New groups option to exempt group leaders from group permissions, which was the, you know, that was in the blog post that talked about. That's good. That means that people can be leaders of a group without inheriting those permissions, which are good, especially for limited groups where you have never selected. You know, be leader over a group and all of a sudden you get demoted, sort of. Add new option to disable avatars board-wide. Enhance obtain users online string to be able to return user lists for other session items, and add unapproved topic icon for moderators on forum list. Ability to define minimum number of characters for posts and PMs. That was especially critical for the quick reply, because a lot of people panic about the quick reply, going, okay, people are just going to be posting like one tiny liners, I agree, or good post, or something like that, which is one of the main reasons they have not wanted to put in quick replies. So they put in a minimum number of characters, which will help for quick reply. It's like, okay, if you want to, you know, you can't use quick reply if you want to post something under 40 characters, 50 characters, it seems reasonable, even 144 characters. I can't imagine a post being smaller than the Twitter, but it does happen.
Twitter.
Store signature configuration options in the database. Add bare bones quick reply editor in view topic, so quick reply mods will not go obsolete, because this one, provided by 3.0.6, is bare bones. And finally, the last feature added was detect when a post has been altered by somebody else while editing. So that means if you're editing a post, somebody else has edited that post already, it will tell you.
That was kind of there already, but it wasn't for editing posts by somebody else. But if there was a change since you started to begin the post, it would notify you, but a little bit different, but
right.
Nice to see.
You're talking about the feature where if you reply and somebody, you know, you've been reading the topic for the last 30 minutes and you clicked the reply button and there was 5 replies since you loaded the page, it will actually show you those replies and allow you to read them before you can post your reply. And this is a little bit different in that, let's say you're editing your post and a moderator comes and edits it, and it will, and you click the submit button, it will say their has somebody else has edited it, and it gets it allows you to apparently see the differences between yours and the existing edited version. I don't know if it just allows you to see it, see the post itself, or actually see a diff of the two. I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
Yes, it would. The patch is by Bantu, so I am. I wouldn't be surprised if it was actually the diff itself. Although that would be pretty weird, but it could be. I mean, think about it. When everybody's editing a wiki, you know, you have Wikipedia, worldwide editing wiki. You have the diff feature that everybody gets to look at between histories. So I think it would be pretty cool if they used that too, but I somehow doubt it.
Yeah.
They have the capability, the code is there, but I don't know that they necessarily used it for here, for this part of the code. So those are the 13 features added. So the ability to search logs is not yet added. The pagination for smileys and icons, and it does not appear the PM reply and reply to all, despite that seemingly to be on phpbb.com, which means they've got the code for it. So either they're still testing it, or they haven't gotten around to putting it in yet, or they're still working on refinements for it. I don't know. But the what's interesting, somebody yesterday said the development team is the least busy team. They kind of take it easy, is what he said. I actually disagree with that. They do a lot behind the scenes that we don't know about. There's a lot of code discussions and ideas that pop up. You know, the code that's committed is only what happens after they've agreed upon, after there's been a lot of discussion about certain things. And because they're very careful about what they put in the repository. They don't put it in the repository, then discuss it. They discuss it first, then put it in the repository, and then continue discussing it, and sometimes have to roll back changes. But I'll tell you what's amazing. 64 bug fixes.
That's pretty good.
In 1 month.
That's really good.
And that's major kudos to the junior developers, because all the development team had to do was review the code. They didn't have to write it all. So you can see on there, patch provided by almost every single bug has that after the first four. Oh, first three.
Yep.
So that's a testament to, I'd say the junior developers have been a huge success for PHPBB right now.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So that's what's coming in 3.0.6. Let me ask this question now. What are the top three things that you would like to see added to a 3.0.x release? They could be features, fixes, or changes.
This is kind of a loaded question. Well, not really, but like I was saying before, everything plugin-based would be really nice. You know, it can't really work for everything, but, you know, the ACP and MCP and UCP are modularized, which is really nice. But I'd like to see some changes with how posts and stuff are made. You know, it's like the post page is a mess, so it'd be nice to see cleaned up.
Post.
But other than that, that post page backend when you're making a post.
That is one of the largest functions I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's awful. I hate it. You can't use it as an API.
No, you can't really.
I had to deal with it when I made the topic tags mod, and it was a nightmare. I mean, it's the code itself is not difficult to understand, but you can't use it because there's too much stuff in it.
Yep.
There's way too much code core modifying that you had to do to make a mod that integrated with the posting. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. You know, it's not modularized. It's not where you can just add a few lines of code to include something. You actually had to modify stuff, which was, I'm like, that's bad, because that makes updating difficult. When there's line conflicts versus just added code, that makes the update process more difficult.
Yep.
You got to experience that in bulk.
Yes, I have messed with some of that stuff before. A client actually wanted a quick reply that showed up on the page. It would be AJAXed in, and then the post would come back through and display on the page, but a lot of edits required to do that.
That's a pain.
And it was easier just to make your own page to create the post. So
better posting API or plug in a bull. What's number two?
Number two. You know, that's tough.
I'll give you a minute to think about it. I'll give my number one.
Okay. That works good.
Let's see. Well, it's actually fairly small things, really. I'd like to see... here we go. My wish list. Actually, it's for wish list for 3.0.6. Actually, I really have four things, but I'll try and pick the biggest one. A header summary of any reports awaiting action or any posts awaiting approval. So instead of having to visit the...
View new posts.
No, the moderator control panel to view what posts are awaiting approval.
Yes.
Or what posts have been reported. That it would show in the header a summary of, like, you have so many posts awaiting approval and so many posts have been reported. And if there's zero of each item, then it doesn't show at all. But at least it gives, you know, when the moderators actually visit the site, they can see it in one glance. So that's my number one.
All right. I haven't really thought about this much, so that's kind of a problem here.
Oh, come on now. I gave you a pretty good amount of time to think about it.
The updater could be a little bit better, I think, in ways. It works great, but just how quick it runs through. Like, I know you can get conflicts when it's just one conflict, and it's because the header ID for the SVN is messed up. So that would be nice to see fixed. But yeah. It's not something that's necessary.
I've heard about the update process for WordPress, but I haven't actually seen it in action.
I haven't yet either.
I hear it's pretty smooth, pretty fast, and it would be nice.
But
to
you know, WordPress is really a plugin-based, plugin-based system, so there's not core edits going on. So I don't think they really have to do the file differences that PHPBB does.
Well, that's a good question of if they do that, but you still, there is still some modifying that might have to be done. You know, as pluginable as you can be, there may still be modifications that have to be done, but maybe it just ignores them.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it would. Maybe it runs a diff and just checks to see if there's any differences, and if there's not, it just replaces it. But PHPBB really does the same thing too. I don't know. It'd have to be investigated. I'm curious to see how it actually does run, how it does work, and how it deals with conflicts and things like that. Because definitely with PHPBB, everybody's modifying it. Well, not everybody. A lot of, you know...
80%.
Yeah, it's a pretty good percentage of people that go through and they'll modify the core code or put install mods and things like that. And because 3.0.x is not very modularized except for the module system, it's not very pluggable, then there's...
Well, I got my third feature. Unless you want to go ahead with your second. Why don't you do that?
Yeah, I'll go ahead with my second. Remove users' PMs. Spam control. You know, if you've got a spammer, a PM spammer, to be precise, sent out, you know, 150 spam PMs, it happened the other day on Structured Guide, and I know it's happened before on phppb.com. There was some spam PM spammers who just... spanning a crud load. this would enable you to go into their administration control panel or their user management or in their profile, and that's a moderator that has ban permissions or something. It might require a new permission. And this is a little bit far-fetched, so I don't expect anything like this to actually be put in there outside of being a mod, but the ability to one-click delete the user's PMs, outgoing and
ingoing.
Well, no, just be outgoing, really, because it's what they wrote. They're spammers. Yeah. So that would be nice.
That'd be a great feature.
What I ended up doing on this last spammer was I went to the database and just a mass delete.
Cheated.
I cheated, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, it worked.
But you have
well,
to be careful about doing that, especially with PMs, because it can leave inbox notifications for some users, but then a message won't show up. So,
yeah, it did definitely leave the notifications up, and their count would be slightly off. But I went, oh well, better to delete the spam PMs. The first thing that I did, this should be noted for anybody who does have a PM spammer, first thing I did was take all their links and throw them into the word sensor.
That is so bad.
So that anybody who would read the PMs before I got a chance to delete them would see spammer, spammer, spammer. And the links would be completely useless. So that was the very first thing that I did. Then I logged in as them to delete all their spam PMs, but there was 150 of them. So, well, I'm not going to delete all of these one by one or page by page, so I went to the database and did the deed that way. Worked pretty well.
That's cool.
But for those who aren't that courageous or don't want to do it quite that way, definitely the word sensor is the way to go. Then log in as them and go through and delete their outgoing PMs. Fortunately, several had been read by the time I actually did that, but hopefully the word sensor actually caught on before that happened.
Yeah, that word sensor can be really nice.
So that's my number two.
All right, my number three. Well, I've been working with WordPress for a site for a buddy, and their plugin system is great, I think. I haven't really developed a plugin for it, but just how it installs and how it can go anywhere on the site or the back end and plug in or hook into the WordPress software. I think that'd be a great to see. It's kind of like a hook system, but it would really get people away from the core edits. So
yeah, that's
and like Topdown was saying, or Jeff was saying in the chat here, one directory plugin based kind of stuff where you just drop in a folder or something and it's ready to go.
One thing with that, and I like that idea, but you have to remember that the PHPB installations are put on all kinds of servers.
Exactly.
And so you have to be careful a little bit with people gaining access and just being able to drop in a file to do what they want. Of course, they could just drop in a new cache file and achieve the same effect, really, so you can't be overprotective of this. But what you could do is just basically activate the plugin in the administration control panel.
You'd have to install them and have some control over what you want running and what you don't, because
right, because the plugin might have a UML installation process or whatever.
Exactly. But I think that'd be great to see. And a lot of people have been talking about that, especially with the hooks and stuff, but
yeah. So he said he's looking to make his mod so that he can, one directory droppable plugin, and he will soon have that soon.
We'll see.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so that was your number two?
That was number three.
Oh, that was number three. Did I give number three? I didn't give number three
no.
yet. Okay.
No, not yet.
Number three. Let's see. Searching between these. Okay.
Hey, sorry, but we're almost to an hour.
No, we're not. We're at 46 minutes since we've been talking.
Oh, I guess that's not the recorded time. So no. Much for a sort of short
We've been recording for almost 40 minutes. So
all right, well, your third.
Search for unread posts. along with the new posts, active topics, unanswered posts, and your posts. It would be nice to be able to view unread posts. That was actually put in there. That was put in the repository for a short time. And
it was taken out because they didn't like how it worked, I believe.
I'm not sure it was thoroughly tested. In fact, I know it was not thoroughly tested because it broke stuff. So they had to take it out. It put more bugs in than it was worth. So I don't know. I might try my hand at creating a patch for it. See what happens. And if I had a number 4, it would be the language fallback.
Language fallback would be great to see. Definitely.
There's a patch for that in there.
Kind of like template inheritance.
Yes. You know, and they could pick with, you know, with their default lang or fallback lang.
That would solve a lot of errors on people's sites if they're multilingual.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense for English boards because most mods that they're installing are styles or whatever, they're going to be in English. Actually, styles don't have any language entries, but they'd be in English, so it's not really an issue. But for alternate language, you know, they either have to translate the mod themselves or duplicate the English language file and put it in their language file. So
yep.
I think a language fallback would definitely be very nice to have. I'd certainly use it. So that's our wish list for 3.0.x. It's kind of
a big one. At least mine.
Yes, definitely. You're looking at 3.2 for some of yours. At least I hope that's the case.
Plugin system you wouldn't see in 3.0.x, but
one that I know I've mentioned before, but it's a really big wish list item for me for 3.2 is of course the Ajax capabilities, and they've talked about adding Ajax, but jQuery, actually using the jQuery library, because I think that library smokes.
A lot of mods are starting to use jQuery, so if you didn't have to include that file for every mod, because it's going to be on there already, that'd be nice too.
You could do so much more for usability if you use that library, and it's not a heavy library at all, so it's not too heavy for the client, and it's definitely going to take some load off the server because more client processing is going to go on. You know, like error messages just come back in an Ajax call and just display the dialog box for error messages. Now, if they don't have JavaScript enabled, then of course it will throw them to the actual error message field. Like, you know, the way that the forum works right now is the way that it would work without JavaScript enabled. But with JavaScript enabled, you could do so much more than what's done right now. So I'd really like to see that kind of thing happen. And no more inline JavaScript. I hate inline JavaScript. I really do. So that wraps up our discussion for the three. PHP
kind of off topic, but who did that intro with the JavaScript on HR enhancement?
That was our project manager. I guess, you know, engineering leader. It's not bad, you know. All that, you know, it's using jQuery as a library for everything.
It's nice little. It's not Flash, which I like to see.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of stuff in the administration control panel. Basically, we made it so that, you know, we have certain system requirements. Which is nice, you know. You can't really enforce that kind of thing in PHPBB.
System requirements for.
You know, you cannot use Internet Explorer.
Really,
you in the back end in the back end. That means that, you know, the administrators cannot use it, because now Internet Explorer 8 would probably work. Internet Explorer 7 simply will not work. With some of the features that we have in the back end, it just won't work. They do not have complete support for everything. You know, they say complete support, blah blah blah, but it's a bunch of bull.
And, yes.
You know, I. in their defense, I think 8 will actually work with some of the features that they might be able to use in Internet Explorer 8, so that would be fun.
And did you see Google? This is really off topic. Google is making an OS system that could kill Windows or make Windows reinvent what they have.
Yes. Yes, I saw that. That's pretty cool.
That's on macworld.com if you want to.
Google is, yes, I read a blog post about it this week, and that was pretty surprising. Like, wow, Google's really trying to expand their territory. They went from being a search engine.
Just a tiny little search engine to
and
tracking
web apps.
Websites.
Now, you know, then they made Chrome.
Stuff. Yep. They're really expanding.
And then, and now the OS. So that's kind of interesting. They said, when will it be released? So was it 20? Is it 2010?
Well, it would be about 10 years, so yeah.
10 years?
Well, 10 years before it had any major effect on Windows is what they're saying because of development processes and stuff. But
yeah,
I haven't seen a release date for an RC or beta or anything. So.
No, I think if I remember correctly, it was pretty quick that they'd be developing it. It'd be Linux-based, of course. But like 2011, I think it's 2011. Jeff said maybe they will make Google PCs next. Yeah, who knows? I mean, because they went from being a browser
and web
applications.
They were talking about it, that this OS that they were going to be using would be great for like little netbooks and stuff. More of a browser-based OS than application.
The reason I don't know that that will necessarily happen to Google PCs is because Google hasn't made any hardware. It's all software. You know, search engine maps, Google Apps, Google Docs, all that stuff. That's software, web applications.
However, Windows doesn't make much hardware. They make software only.
Well, I have a Microsoft keyboard and mouse.
Yeah. I mean, they do make hardware, but it's not... They don't make the whole computer hardware and stuff. They make the software to run on it.
Ann Taylor says Google is going to run the government next. Yeah, well,
that'd be awesome.
That would be great.
Maybe we'd have a stable government.
Maybe we would.
Let's not go into that.
No. It's a nice thought. We can dream, right? Okay. So, mod of the week is the FAQ manager. And that really, I have no idea if Douglas has featured either the mod or this style of the week before. I didn't have time to look, so, you know, that's just the way it is. This is the FAQ manager by X-Reaction, released in...
That thing is starting to get backported to everything. It's a great mod, and it's starting to go into every single thing that people develop, it seems like. Some form of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's even that sort of thing, you'd be used for rules.
Yep. You know, so. Actually, I think it supports that. It's not just for FAQ.
Okay, I gotta stop dreaming here for a minute because I just thought of a whole bunch of features they could add to 3.0.x that would really make it cool, like
short episode.
Custom pages. Custom pages, you know? Where you can edit it, things like the FAQ rules and things like
more
that.
More of a CMS kind of thing.
Let's not go there. So this is the FAQ manager by X-Reaction, and the link is in the chat room, and of course it'll be in the show notes. The style of the week is called Skyline. Martect X is the author, and the link is in the chat room, and this took the style out. This is actually a converted PHPBB 2 style to PHPBB 3, and it still has the icons, retro icons, which I dislike about it, and it's SubSilver 2 based, which I also dislike about it, but as far as the colors and the look itself, it's fine. I think they forgot about the login box, though. Login statistics looks like they got forgotten. But it's silver and bluish. Silver, blue, and white is the general theme look. Skyline blue is what it's called. So it sounds like it comes in different colors. Nope, it doesn't. Just skyline blue. So That's our Style of the Week by Martect X. Any last words?
I think that covers it.
Yeah. Hey, pretty short episode.
Yeah, it does come in different colors.
It does?
Or maybe it's just listed under... Never mind.
Wait,
because I don't see any green, and it says color for select tags. Well, I don't see green.
That could be. Let me see. They have color orange, green, blue, and gray. Now, that's the color tags.
Yeah, but I guess not.
That doesn't really make sense, because there wasn't any green. And there wasn't any orange.
Not on the main page.
That was
interesting.
Oh, it does come in four colors. Blue, green, gray, and orange. Okay. I take it back.
Yep.
It's in my bed. I do.
You just can't view those.
Nope.
Preview.
All right.
And it was selected Style of the Week on episode 105.
We clicked a head palm. Oh, boy. Well, like I said, I didn't have time to actually go through and look and see where it was used. How did you figure that out?
It says right in that post. This first post that he made after it got validated.
Oh, boy. That's funny.
Where it says the colors.
That's funny. Oh, boy. I missed that.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, well, he gets double
kudos.
Double kudos. Yeah. So, for more information on the podcast, to check out previous episodes and some of the pages like the OSConvasion and things like that, check out phpbbweekly.net. The PHPBB Weekly Forum is on StarTrekGuide.com, where you can do things like suggest a guest. We actually have a surprise guest coming on. And I assume Douglas would like to announce who it will be. But let me say this. It's not Mike. But it does have something to do with the development team. I'll give that a little hint. Douglas might kill me for that little hint, but...
Just say the name, get it over with.
No. Don't want him to... I don't want to be dead by next week. Come on now.
He doesn't know where you live.
Yeah, that's true. I know where he lives. So, I assume he's going to announce that next week. We don't know exactly when that guest is going to be on, so stay tuned. Might want to listen to the next episode for that. The next episode, speaking of which, will be episode number 114, July 18th. That's next week at the usual time, which is 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 9 p.m. Pacific, and 1600 UTC. That's it for today. I really thank Michael for the sacrifice in getting up to help me out on today's show.
Oh, no problem. That was fun.
That was fun.
I'm actually awake now for some reason.
I'm not.
Kind of. Time to go get a coffee, though, so.
Yes. Oh, guess what? We got llamas in our yard.
Really? Did you buy some more animals?
We didn't, no. Actually, a lady came by to desensitize her llamas to horses, so we have the llamas sitting with the horses. That's kind of interesting, you know. They the way they treat each other is really interesting.
Huh.
Llamas act strange. They're just strange.
Did you buy any more horses that you haven't told us about?
No, yet? Not yet. We're working on it, though.
No, that's funny.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Michael. I'm David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life. And successful community begins with you. Tag, you're it. Bye, everyone.